Good evening and welcome. Thank you for joining us again on Nick and Darren's podcast. How are you doing, Darren?
I'm great, thanks, mate. And you?
Yeah, very good, very good. It's been a couple of weeks since we did our last podcast, so we're going to start off straight away with going in with our new and unsigned band chart. We're going to take a top 10 rundown of the unsigned bands from www.bandsuk.co.uk. And starting off tonight, we're going to go for somebody who's been in the charts for a few weeks now. We last rated him about 2 weeks ago, but he's at least been in the charts for the last month. And this is Wayne Hill, and he's got Mission Impossible.
Number 10. Impossible. She's a spy, a double agent, the daughter of Mata Hari. She can pin you down with her butterfly head. She's trying to break down.
Go for it, Wayne. That was very good. We enjoyed that one. We were dancing away, Darren and I. That one is Mission Impossible by Wayne Hill. You can go to his website. Most of these singers that are unsigned at the moment have obviously MySpace pages. So if you go to myspace.com, Will W Hill Music. That's myspace.com, W Hill Music. And you can look at that and play his music on there. Go on, have a listen to Wayne Hill. Quite impressive. He's been there for a few weeks now. And he's been in the charts for at least 4 weeks as far as we're concerned. So that was Mission Impossible by Wayne Hill. We quite like that song. Wayne has cited quite a few singers as his kind of introduction to this kind of music. He certainly has on there Sam and Dave and Wilson Pickett and others. In fact, I think he cites about 40 different influences, Darren. So, but he's very good. I'm quite enjoying his music. And if you like Wayne Hill, you can vote for him by going to bandsuk.co.uk and clicking on vote on there. So that was Wayne Hill. So now we're going to number 9. And number 9 is a new entry for us. This is The Rising and Urban Calling.
Real Live Radio, number 9.
So here we go with The Rising and Urban Calling. That appears to be a very long and slow intro to this one,
yeah.
Darren.
Yeah.
We were all really geared up to be and really slick, and we've already had our moment of silence. But anyway, listen to this one. We don't know what they're like. I'm going to tell you a little bit about them after we've had a listen to them.
My dream.
A new one for us, Darren. What do you think?
It sounded to me as if that was recorded live.
Yeah, I think you're right. A little bit of reading up on their website. You can go to the risingonline.com, and they've got quite a good website there. You can see quite a lot of information about them, although the news hasn't been updated since the 15th of June this year, so I'm not sure how much they're out there. And they lost their bassist sometime around then. But they do seem to be quite an active band. They've got an album out there with 11 tracks on it, and they've also been playing a Darwin Festival to a packed crowd, apparently. So,
excellent.
Well, they're a new entry for us at number 9, and we're going to move on now to number 8, which is a new entry again for us. This is it says new entry in the chart, so I remember playing this a couple of weeks ago, Darren. Do you remember playing it a few weeks ago?
Face of Dorian
and Concrete Girl. When we were messing around before the show, we were just going through and looking at the top 10 and writing down what we've seen. And when we did the writing down of the top 10, we actually said, I recognise this one, I recognise Concrete Girl. So although be it a new entry in the charts on Bands UK, we think we've heard this one before.
Absolutely. A concrete girl. Why do you always spin a line? A concrete girl.
I like that one. That was Faces of Dorian and Concrete Girl. You go to their website, www.facesofdorian.com, and they've got a great website all about them. They're a Leeds band. Faces of Dorian is an indie rock band. So they've been the lead singer is Nader, and he's the lead vocals and guitar. And he decided to front a band after 10 years of writing for other people. And I think he sounds a little bit like Fergal Sharkey.
I think you're right there, mate. He does. But a very catchy song nonetheless.
Yeah, I think that's good. That was, although it's been in the charts before in the top 10, that's number 10 in the charts. Number 8. It's gone in a re-entry of number 8 in the charts. And that was Faces of Dorian and Concrete Girl. So now we're going to move up the charts again to number 7. We've got a re-entry, and this is Straight Jacket Blues by The Jutes.
The best music online. Number 7.
Face down in bed. Since he got slim. head, stuck down the sink once more. Someone get me a doctor. Can't get myself out of bed. See, there ain't no cure for what I got, so I must be losing my head. Things ain't so bad when you're mad. I'm feeling fine, no, I've lost my mind. Lord knows where it gets to go.
And that was a re-entry for us. That was number 7, The Jukes and Straight Jacket Blues. What do we know about The Jukes, Darren?
Well, The Jukes are a four-piece band from Dundee who rehearse upstairs at their studio in Dundee.
They're very, very American styling, you know, like a kind of like blues band kind of thing.
Absolutely. We've got Barry on vocals and guitar, Fraser on lead guitar, Chris on bass, and Nick on drums.
So you can go to their website, which is a MySpace page, is it, Darren? What's their MySpace? www.myspace.com/...
Can't see what it is.
I think
there,
that's one of the problems with this. We had to search for Jukes on. They don't have a link on the Bands UK website.
I found it, mate. It's www.myspace.com/thejukes.
Oh, well, there you go.
Simple as that.
We could have guessed at that one, actually. That was The Jukes and Straight Jacket Blues. Now, down one at number 6, we have Ignition and Burn Like a Star. See what these ones, guys, sound like. Number 6, that was The Jukes and that was Ignition and Burn Like a Star, which were number 6 in the charts. They're down one. I'm not doing so well to this week, Darren, I'm sorry about that, but don't know much about the Ignition, but you can go to their myspace.com page, and that's /IgnitionUK. So without ado and moving on, we're going to go up to number 5, halfway through the charts now. We've got a new entry at number 5, and that's Moral Panic and One Hand Down. Now, do we know anything about Moral Panic? I don't think so. I'm going to find a little bit about them from their MySpace page, and we'll come back to you in a minute and let you know all about them.
Number 5.
Thank you.
The best music online.
Well, this is a fairly new band compared to some of the bands that we've listened to. They've only formed this year. In fact, they only got their main group of the band together in September. They were formed by two guys, Andy and Tom, in February 2008. So they're fairly new on the scene, but they seem to be getting good reports and seem to be getting on well. And let's hope that they can keep persevering with that. So that was a new entry, Moral Panic and One Hand Down. And then up four, we have Blazing Neon. Now, Blazing Neon is a band that we've heard before many times. In fact, I've got a fairly strong feeling that we voted them our favourite a few shows ago.
Yes, we did, mate. Absolutely.
It's a, I think is this is kind of an instrumental track without any not singing.
It is, yes.
And we talked all the way through it last time, so we'll have a listen to it this time. This is number four. Number four, they were up for Blazing Neon. They're crying out for some singing to go with that. You know, it's great guitar riff. Sounds a little bit like Coldplay.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, a proper lead singer, like some of the singers we've heard in some of the other bands, would go down really well. I'm backing Blazing Neon to do well. They've gone up four this week at number four. And then down one at number three is our friends Tommy Shots and Hide My Shame. Now, we've heard Tommy Shots several times before, and I quite like them, and I think you're going to like them as well. They're a bit of a heavy rock band, so brace yourself for this. A bit more thrashy than others.
Number three.
Take my time and walk like a man.
I actually really like that, Darren. I think that's an excellent track and got a bit of a rocky feel to it, and I suppose I'm a closet rocker from the olden days, so I think they've got a lot going for them.
I think they have. I think we voted that our favourite in the past, haven't we?
That's going down one at the moment, but I'm going to vote for it today, and hopefully the more people that vote it, we can bring it back up the charts. That's Tommy Shots and Hide My Shame, down one at three. And that band's been around for only a year now, and they've done an EP, and they seem to be doing very well. So good luck to Tommy Shots and his fans and his band. And now we're going up into the top two, and number two, up five places, is Strangers, and Is It All Right?
I was restless, I was a fool, on the day that you turned blue. Said with a smile, you caught me off guard. It all happened in your backyard. It was a case of your place of mind.
Do the whole of Strangers, Is It All Right? Because they're in at number two and they're doing very well. Another northern band that's from East Yorkshire, and they're doing very well. They've moved up five places to number two. And now we're going to give you a charts rundown, and we usually use some kind of a backing track to do a chart rundown with, and we're going to choose our favourite, which is number four, which is Blazing Neon. Here we go with a backing track with Blazing Neon. So coming in at down seven at number 10, we have Wayne Hill and Mission Impossible. A new entry now is The Rising, Urban Calling at number 9. And at number 8 we have a new entry, Faces of Doran and Concrete Girl. And a re-entry is number 7, The Jukes and Straight Jacket Blues. Down one at six is Ignition and Burn Like a Star. At number five, a new entry again for Moral Panic, One Hand Down.
Real Live Radio, online.
Up four at four is Blazing Neon and Everything New. Down one at three is Tommy Shots and Hide My Shame. And then up five places at number two is Strangers, as in Is It All Right? And then in at number one, we have up five places, Coma Drive.
Number one.
You seem to like
and yet another northern band. That's a number one in our charts, in the Band UK charts. So you can go to the Band UK, www.banduk.co.uk website, and listen to all of those tracks. And if you like any of the tracks that you've heard tonight, you can vote for them by clicking on the vote button next to the name. You can play the music straight off the website, and you can vote for whatever you want to do. So Coma Drive, Pieces, is number one, up five places this week, and we're very glad of their support, and we've enjoyed all of the music this evening, and I hope you've enjoyed it. If you want to email us, you can email darrenandnick@live.co.uk. We always look forward to reading your emails, and again, thanks to Rob for persisting with his emails and making sure that we keep doing this. I hope you've enjoyed it. You can visit our website by searching for Dazine on www.podomatic.com, and you can also Google us and find all about us and what we've been doing. So thanks very much for listening. This is me saying goodbye, and bye-bye from Darren.
Bye-bye.
And we'll see you again in a couple of weeks' time.